What do you need to put on your shopping list to stay healthy and keep your immune system working really great for you these days? Well, let's find out. Roberta Gennaro is a registered dietitian and nutritionist. Roberta, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, I'm good and trying to stay that way. What are some of the things we can eat, drink to stay healthy these days? And by the way, first off, what about garlic? I keep hearing about garlic, reading about garlic, that this is terrific for your immune system. Is that
Absolutely.
Is that true?
That is true, Bob. And you know what? The thing with garlic is the raw version of garlic has properties in it that actually have antibacterial, antiviral properties. So what I love to suggest, and it's so amazingly tasty, is in the morning, let's say you're not feeling that great, you feel a cold coming on, I love to start off with some hot tea, but then taking a piece of toast with about a teaspoon of olive oil and pressing a clove of garlic in that with a little bit of parsley and sea salt and spreading that over the bread. It is not only delicious, but like I said, it has those nutrition components that are antibacterial, antiviral. So when something's trying to get you, usually, you know, when you're starting to feel bad, you start feeling a little sniffle coming on, a little congestion in your nose, or a little bit of a sore throat starting. So if you can nip that in the bud right at the start, the chances of this, you know, a little bug that's trying to get you actually taking full hold in your body is going to be significantly diminished.
I heard Dr. Oz over the weekend talk about how it really hasn't been proven that all of these vitamin supplements help you. But then he said he takes a handful every day. So what's the story on that? You hear a lot about vitamin C and zinc these days to really
right.
get a lot of that in your system.
Well,
what do you
well,
think?
Well, you know, the history behind vitamin C is that, you know, it started with Linus Pauling. But the thing is, the studies have shown that vitamin C can shorten the duration and the intensity of a cold, which is a virus, okay? So, you know, basically it's going to help you kind of slide through that infection a little bit quicker than without it, all right? The other thing is I think you create, when you're sucking on a zinc lozenge, the whole thing with zinc comes from way back when they used to create kitchen surfaces with a zinc countertop. So when you were preparing your meats and stuff, it was killing any bacteria. And so basically by bathing your throat with vitamin C, which is more acidic, and also the mineral zinc, which kills invaders, should help thwart any virus from attaching or cold from really starting. And again, if it doesn't stop it completely, the studies show that it actually shortens the duration and intensity of the cold.
I have a question about honey, and actually so does George, who's on the phone now from the South
okay.
Side. So let's hear his question. What are you wondering
okay.
about, George? What's your question for our nutritionist here, Roberta Gennaro? Go ahead.
I used to take Manuka raw honey with a little garlic chopped up. I was told that was good for you.
Absolutely.
Well, that's I'm glad you asked that, because I always thought, well, the honey just makes everything taste better. But what you're saying, Roberta, is the honey is actually good for your immune system.
Yes. I want you to think about a beehive. And the beehive, think about it, it's like very sweet and sugar. And bacteria loves, and, you know, it loves sweet things, right? And it tends to proliferate or grow in environments that have a lot of sugar. So you would think that the beehive would be subject to a lot of bacterial overgrowth. The reason it's not is because the honey itself has compounds in it that are antibacterial, antiviral. So it actually keeps those bugs away. So the theory then is then as humans, if we ingest it and it's bathing our throat, if there's any bugs lurking in your throat area, that it's going to go in and annihilate them and take care of it for you. So I'm a big advocate for honey, not over, you know, abusing it, but the Manuka honey, I love that product. And just bathing your throat with like a teaspoon of it. I also like to start the morning with, you know, like a little hot liquid, and you can put honey in that with lemon or lime if you prefer, as well as a little ginger. Ginger also has been shown to have antibacterial, antiviral properties. So there's also teas out there that have compounds like echinacea and ginger and peppermint and green tea. All have compounds in them that help to keep your body healthy. So I'm a big advocate for tea. I'm a big advocate for honey and garlic as well.
And I know nuts are healthy and good for you. Here's a text from 773, specifically about Brazil nuts. They're more beneficial for our immune system, supposedly, aren't they?
Well, I think that all nuts are healthy for you and have different compounds in them, zinc being one. And Brazil nuts I love for the selenium in them. So, yes, that's another mineral that's going to help boost your immune system and protect your thyroid as well.
So let's see. I got my shopping list now, honey, and got zinc and Brazil nuts. And what about onions? You hear about onions being antioxidant rich. True?
Absolutely. You know what? I mean, I did a podcast there at WGN. I talked about antioxidants all the time because you can't say enough about them. And what are they? These are compounds that are in fruits and vegetables, and of all the different colors of the rainbow. You know, you've got onions being in the white category, and those compounds are extremely healthy for you and keep your, think about it, I don't know, maybe it's garlic and onions, they keep people away when you eat too many of them, maybe
yeah.
It just keeps the bugs away too.
It'll keep you more than 6 feet away. I'm gonna get, a lot of people are gonna be ordering pizza, and just be sure you get it with onions, garlic, and I guess mushrooms are good too, right?
Mushrooms are phenomenal for you as well. Yeah, so my big push for overall general good health is that you kind of lace throughout your day, you know, vegetables at meals. I like fruits in between and at breakfast, so that you're kind of always keeping your blood system full of those antioxidants, just protecting you from all these invaders. I mean, we're constantly bombarded with what they call free radicals. And antioxidants are like little Pac-Men that eat up those free radicals. What that does is it de-stresses the body so that the immune system can really kick. And when you don't have them in your diet, the immune system can get overloaded and doesn't seem, then your immune system doesn't function like it should. Mm-hmm. So, you know, bright purple, red, orange, green, and the white fruits, vegetables that are out there are going to help keep your immune system pumping and working for you.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, you know, like I said, we're constantly being bombarded with bacteria, viruses, also pollutants in the air. And there's really no way to avoid that. And I know, like, right now we're in this kind of quarantine thing, or being asked, if we don't feel well, stay home, which I totally agree with. And I think, you know, as far as being able to move and live and live our lives, what we can do is just what we've been talking about, you know, making sure that our diet's as healthy as it can be. And you know, gosh, if you need help with that, please call me, because, you know, that's what I live for.
All right, Roberta, leave us with a website or some way to get in touch.
Oh, okay. So my website is Figure Facts. That's figurefacts.com. And my phone number is 312-988-4850.
Roberta.
And
thank you.
Yes,
appreciate it. I got to get to the news here.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's next
on
the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. See you at the store. I got my shopping list. Thanks to you.